DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, joins us now on a Football Thursday. Good morning to you, Jeff. How are you doing today?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We are Peachy,
the hawk.
Caw! Harry's was better. And Doran hates it. Jeff, we've been asking a lot of people this question since the Steelers beat the Jets on Sunday. They got dominated in a ton of facets of the game. They got dominated on the stat sheet, but were able to win the game. Do you feel better or worse about the Steelers now than you did before the game?
Well, I always feel better after a win. I mean, you got to take that into account. Like, hey, they got the win. So that's, they found a way to win. I feel great about their quarterback play. If they would have had anybody but Ben over the last however many years, they don't win that game. Aaron Rodgers got them to a win in that game. Now, seeing the same issue on defense, that was disturbing. Seeing some issues at left tackle and not getting the running game going, that was disturbing as well. And we'll see into week two. I mean, they say week one to week two adjustments are the biggest. We'll see how those adjustments play out against Seattle.
Jeff, is Tyreek Hill to the Steelers a real possibility?
I don't think. I mean, and look at the issues that the Steelers have. Their number two receiver had four catches for 70 yards and a touchdown. Not saying that he's better than Tyreek Hill, but I'm saying if you're looking at areas where you can improve, number two receiver may be more of a luxury compared to other areas where you might need to bring in some different bodies if things don't change.
Jeff, do you have concerns about Roman Wilson and his inclusion in the offense, only a few snaps in the game?
I don't, only because I thought Calvin Austin played really well, and Skowronek in his spurts, not just the touchdown, but his blocking. And I think, you know, he's going to find his way in there. When he gets his opportunity, he better take advantage of it, because Calvin took advantage of his, Skowronek took advantage of his. So I don't know it's as much like a punishment or he doesn't figure it out. I think the other guys are playing well. And when you have a group of receivers or you're not sure who the number two is, you're going to ride a hot hand or a guy that's prepared the best. And it was Calvin and Ben in that New York game.
Jeff, I thought you said it well whenever I asked you if you feel better or worse about the team, talking about that run defense. And it'd be one thing if this was a blip and you could say, okay, they're highly paid and it's an anomaly, but it looked like a continuation of the Ravens game. And as good as Breece Hall and Justin Fields are and were in that game, they ain't Lamar and Derrick Henry. So do you have more faith in the defense figuring it out or the offensive line?
Man, they've got so much money on the defense. You're going to get Derek Harmon in at some point on that defensive line. I got to believe the defense is going to figure it out. Not that I'm completely against the offensive line, but I guess I would, because you're going to get Harmon into that mix, I think I would say defense.
Jeff, Backyard Brawl, Saturday, 3:30. How do you see this game unfolding?
Man, West Virginia then has injuries on top of everything else. I mean, listen, you never know in this game. We all know that. But West Virginia would have to show something that they have not shown this year, and losing their running back and receiver. I see this as a game where Pitt just grinds to a win, probably gets out, grinds it through. I mean, I just think Pitt is a more talented team than West Virginia at this point.
Speaking of talented teams, rough start for Pitt volleyball, Jeff. But a dominant win last night. I know you covered that team pretty closely.
Yeah, I mean, the concerns, you know, over a team that's been in the Final Four straight years, after you go to number one Nebraska and lose, then you face a top 15 team in Florida and just don't finish. I mean, you had leads late in sets, and now they're just, I mean, they have a 17-year-old that's in the mix. I mean, and she's that good to play at that level. I mean, and they still have the best player in the nation. So, yeah, they're just – it's so much fun to watch. Seriously, if you haven't checked it out and you're thinking, it's quick, it's fast, it's athletic, like it's – and they're awesome.
Jeff, Pat Brisson with some comments to Pierre LeBrun that have people wondering about Sidney Crosby's future. How did those comments land on you?
That – it's not 100% that Sid's going to be a Penguin his entire career. I mean, that you as an agent, you don't rogue say that. That doesn't happen. Now, is every word given to you by Sid? No, but there's an idea or there's a mindset. And I think that's something to the team of like, hey, don't completely blow this thing up. Like, don't go trading everybody or we're going to be looking to get out. Sid doesn't want to finish on a 25-win team. And I think that was the message that was being sent there. I still think the probability is that he finishes his career in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. but now no longer is it a certainty. And I get it. I mean, listen to Tyler Kennedy yesterday talking about it, and Tyler's pretty close to Sid. It's like, okay, like Tyler's into this too, like this being a possibility, and Sid doesn't want to play for it's one thing to play for a team that has a losing record where you're building something and you're part of that. It's another thing to just have a team that's just blown up and has no chance with random prospects here and there, and you're playing out the string. And that's what Sid doesn't want.
Definitely. And I think that's well said by you whenever you hear it from TK. And because of what Brisson said, it makes me go back retroactively and start paying a little closer attention to the Bissonettes of the world and guys that we know have had conversations with Sid that we sort of dismissed as hot takery.
And guys, we probably don't want to hear this, but if Montreal is desperate for Sid, you might get a package in return that could set you up for a next run. I mean, I don't want it. It's not ideal. But if you could get like a Herschel Walker trade for Sid or something like that, I mean, you've got to consider it if you're the Penguins.
Wow. I totally agree with that, and it hurts me to say it, and I have tears in my eyes. Thank you, Jeff. That might be just thinking about the backyard brawl on Saturday. Appreciate the time, as always.
I'll see you guys down there.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was agreeing wholeheartedly that I will, in fact, see him down there.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.